This is Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness. My name is Jane Hash, and I want to thank you for downloading this super awesome episode of Hash It Out with Jane. My guest on this episode is a comedic actress with a disability who has her own web TV show. Her name is Teal Shear. She's super hilarious. She's a great friend. And she just launched season 2 of My Gimpy Life. Stick around and we'll get all the dirty details from Teal Shear. Teal Shear from My Gimpy Life. Thank you for hashing it out with me today.
Thanks. I'm happy to be back.
How exciting. Last season, your first season, you got a lot of recognition.
We did. I was overwhelmed by the support of our audience, and particularly the disabled community. And yeah, I mean, the show has definitely went in directions that I didn't know would happen. For instance, schools are using the show as part of their curriculum in like new media classes and in disability studies classes. And we also won a couple International Academy of Web Television Awards. I won for Best Comedy Performance, and our director, Sean Becker, won for Best Directing, and we're also nominated for Best Writing for Gabe Yor, our writer, and then Best Comedy Series. And I'm trying to think of what else. The New York Times recognized us, and NPR wrote about us, and yeah. And we've got to be on great podcasts like yours.
Yay! How awesome that everyone is so accepting and the show is being received the way that you want it to be.
Definitely, it is. We have a really supportive audience. I wish we had a bigger audience, and that's something we're working on growing this season with our new episodes, but I'm really proud of the show.
So you just launched the first episode of season 2. It was great, really funny.
Thank you.
I swear, every episode I can relate to. Aww. Like, oh, I had that happen. Or somebody said that stupid thing to me yesterday, you know?
Yeah, that's one of the things that has been really cool about the show is when other people with disabilities say that they connect to it and relate to it, and then they tell me, you know, their stories, and then it kind of opens up this dialogue and we're able to talk about it. And I think it's good to be able, you know, to bring awareness to it and for us to have a voice.
And to use it in such a positive way, like every crazy thing is just material for the next episode.
I know. It's great. I find myself not getting as frustrated anymore when things happen because I'm more excited. Like, oh, we've got more material. Keep it coming. Keep doing awful things. Like, keep doing awkward things to me. Yeah. Yeah, it's changed my perspective a bit.
That's nice. So, what familiar faces are we going to see in season 2 that we got to know and started to really connect with in season 1?
Yeah, well, as you saw in our first episode, which is labeled episode 6 Day Jobs, you get a lot more of my roommate Brent this season. And you'll also see the other Teal more. She's in the next 2 episodes. You're also going to see Brian, who I went on the blind date with in episode 4 Crowded last season. Our relationship has developed some, and we get to follow that storyline, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, so we get to see some sexy time?
Yeah, I think you get, you'll get some sexy time.
Sexy time.
Mm.
Sexy time. Sexy time. Sexy time. Sexy time. Sexy time. Sexy time. Sexy time.
And Felicia Day is back, and then we have, you know, we have some great new characters. Like in episode one, we had the wonderful Mindy Sterling playing my boss Maggie, and Jerry Jewell does a fun cameo this season. Do you know?
Yeah. How did you get her involved?
Yeah, so Jerry and I are both on Screen Actor Guild AFTRA Performers with Disabilities committees, and I would run into her a lot in LA in different disability related events. And I've always been a huge fan of hers, and I was super excited when she said that she'd come play with us. And she's super funny, and I'm really honored that she's in our new season.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, for people who are listening who don't know, I mean, Google Jerry. She was on Facts of Life and more recently on HBO's Deadwood, and I'm sure, yeah, other stuff too.
Great.
But that's mostly what she's known for.
So in your personal life this past year, your service dog kind of made it to the local news. And I was curious, are you going to work that into the story? Like, not that particular incident, but to help people get accustomed to seeing service animals.
That's a good question. We actually have not even talked about that. We have no plans to at this moment, but we don't really have, we haven't made plans for a new season yet either. Mm-hmm. So not to say it wouldn't be a storyline. For those listening, my husband and I went into a restaurant with our service dog, Bree. She's a German Shepherd. And the guys working there didn't know what a service dog was, and like got really freaked out and told us we needed to get out of their restaurant immediately. And we tried to explain to them, like, it's a service dog and she has legally has the right to be there. And they didn't understand that and just said the dog would scare the customers and then we have to get out. And they were very frantic about it. And so we ended up leaving. And then there was a woman and her son behind us waiting to be served too, and they left with us.
Wow.
And then it was funny because the lady that left with us, her brother is a reporter at a local news station, so she contacted her brother, and then this whole news story thing happened. And I mean, and it was just, you know, I didn't want to like make a big stink about it and whatnot, but it was more just about education for them and awareness that if, you know, if a customer comes in there with a service dog, that you have to accept them and treat them with the respect they deserve.
Absolutely. I mean, fortunately, you are who you are, and that didn't happen to a child with a service dog, because that could have been far more devastating. I mean, not that it was a good time for you and your husband, but, you know, a child could be affected way more seriously. So it's good to bring that attention and awareness that service dogs are out there.
Yes.
Get used to it.
Yep.
So what else can we look forward to with My Gimpy Life? Where's it going? Yeah.
Too many spoilers, but yes. There are four episodes total this season. They're each 10 minutes, so the total running time is longer than last season, even though there were five episodes last season. And last season, the episodes were more standalone episodes. Each episode had a beginning, middle, and end. And this season, we did things a little differently, and it's more serialized, meaning that the whole season is actually one big story. So you could actually probably put all the episodes together at the end, and it's one long, like, 40-minute episode.
Now, your roommate in the show, he doesn't wear pants really often.
Well, yeah, I know. That's his thing. He just runs around in his tidy-whities, and I know we get a lot of comments on that. Like, he needs to put his pants on and stuff. So I think it was probably fun for people when I finally, in this first episode, at the end of our cold open set, put some pants on.
Right.
Kind of told him.
I'm just thinking how awkward that could be, because being in a wheelchair, our faces are kind of like crotch leather.
Oh yeah, I'm looking at your man part. Yeah, and it's probably peeking out a little out of those tidy whities, or probably some of your pubic hair is. So
right.
It's like that's not attractive. Yeah, for us. So.
Right. So I'm glad people don't go out in society in their stained up tidy whities, because that would make life even more uncomfortable. So what is your overall goal for this season? Who do you want to see it? Who do you want to fall in love with my gimpy life?
Oh, wow. Well, overall, okay, first of all, I want our Kickstarter backers to be really proud of the season. We were only able to do these new episodes because of our Kickstarter backers. We had 883 people who donated money to us to make this season possible. So first of all, I want to make them happy, and our two executive producers, Stephen Dangler and Russell Winklar, who both gave a large sum of money to this season. And then, like I was saying, it's growing our audience. I feel like the show, I just really want the show to obviously reach more people and hopefully get into the hands of some higher up industry people, the producers and whatnot, that would be interested in either developing the show into a TV series or want me to come be a character in you know, a show that they're creating. So I'm hoping that it brings more opportunities to me as an actor. And even for Gabe, our writer, producer, he's so talented, and hopefully it brings some more writing work his way too.
The success that you have already gained in a relatively short period of time in TV time, you know, I think, the sky's the limit, you know.
Oh,
keep
thanks.
Doing what you're doing, and it's awesome. I can't wait to see where this goes from here.
Thank you. I know. I think it's patience and just knowing the show is where it's at right now, and just being thankful.
Is there anything else about My Gimpy Life that you think everybody should know?
I wish I had.
Besides, they should watch it and share it with their friends.
Yeah, you should watch it. I mean, I don't want to give too much. I don't want to give spoilers for this season, because I think I've given a lot of people know a lot from things I've said, and you can tell from the trailer some different things.
So basically, it's awesome, and watch it.
Yes, watch it and share it. And like it, and the
tweet
more
it.
That we do that, the better chance we have. Because people keep asking us, like, well, what about season 3? And if we're going to do a season 3, we definitely need to get it out there more. So that's what I ask for people. Help us spread the word.
Hey, put it out there in the universe, but make it happen.
Yes.
Yay, but thank you so much for coming back to my show.
Of course.
And I look forward.
Maybe when the season's over, and I think there's some interesting storylines that have yet to come that would be fun to discuss with you when the season's over.
Oh, awesome.
Okay.
For sure. And people can watch My Gimpy Life where?
On our YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/mygimpylife. Go to YouTube, type in My Gimpy Life. So
do it. Do it now.
Sexy time.
Okay.
I know.
When's the next episode going to be released?
Monday.
Okay.
Yes. Monday. Right. Mondays are usually blah days for people, so we're making it a little more fun.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Tia. I can't wait to see the rest of the season and what's next for My Gimpy Life.
Thank you, Jane.
For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjane.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjane@gmail.com.